Welcome to the Diary of a Baddie, where we're talking about real things and we're also helping you win within your own skin. Don't forget to subscribe, to leave a review, and to also share with somebody else that you know who may enjoy this podcast. Also, follow me on Instagram at JTheThickGirl. Peace, and I hope you enjoy.
Am I talking about digging for water? In this world, we're all digging wells. In our lives, we're digging wells. We're digging wells in relationships where we put all this time and effort and energy, and sometimes it doesn't give us what we need. We put all our time and effort and energy in our dreams and our business, and it doesn't give us what we need or what we were after. But if you just keep digging, my God, if you could just hear me right now, just keep digging. You may be 4 inches away from every gift and every blessing that you've ever wanted in your life. Had I given up when I was homeless, when I was sleeping in my car, when I was hungry, had I given up, these people that you see on this screen right now would not be a part of my dream. There are people who are tied into your dream and your destiny, and you are worthy of getting to your goal. Keep digging.
So, hello everybody. Welcome to The Diary. Welcome to the Diary of a Baddie podcast, period. I got my friends with me, period. They're going to introduce themselves, period. And that's how we're going to go, period.
Okay. What's up, y'all? I'm Dom.
Damn, that's your introduction?
That's it.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Keisha the Stylist.
Keisha.
I'm Jay, the thick girl, period.
Okay.
I'm thick, period.
And with you, period.
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 Listen.
Quiet on set.
And I'm Marion Buma.
So today we are going to be talking about, why are you so insecure? I feel like that's something that like everybody deal with, is insecurities and like comparing themselves sometimes. And I was actually watching this video on YouTube. It's called it was from Eight at the Table. I don't know if y'all watch it, but it's a really good like series that you can watch on YouTube. And they were talking about what's worse, like being jealous or being insecure. So I was like, that's a pretty dope question. You know, like, what do you consider to be worse? And so I kind of wanted to open up the floor with that. Like, what is worse, being jealous or being insecure? Me personally, I think it's worse to be jealous. I think insecurities you can work through, you know, like you can come out of certain insecurities that you may have about yourself as it pertains to like getting affirmed in those areas and reshaping the way that you think. But I feel like jealousy is a real dangerous thing, you know? So I want to say, shall we?
I'll go first. Cause I've actually battled with jealousy. But for me, I think they go hand in hand. And I say that because my jealousy comes from experiences that I've had. And within those experiences, I felt insecure. So, like, I think they're, like, connected in a way. But, and then that's when comparison come in as well. So, I don't know. It's I think they just all kind of go together. But, like, for me, so my jealousy came from an experience. So, it was definitely something that I didn't personally take on. It was more so put on to me, but I had to come to a realization that it was my responsibility to acknowledge that that is, I guess, a flaw or a toxic trait that I have. So I had to do the work for it. But within that work, I found my insecurities as well. So I would compare myself. So it wasn't necessarily that I wanted what that person had. It was because I was unsure about who I was. So I compared myself to that person, which made me jealous. Like, I want to be that person now because I'm insecure about who I am. Because I don't know who I am. I want to be someone else, you know. And so I think, for me now, even though I still deal with jealousy, like, for me now, I'm able to, like, catch it in a sense to like, no, like, she's dope and you're dope too. And you don't have to compare yourself. And then I'll actually, like, tell myself my good qualities. So I'll start to affirm myself. And so not allow myself to be stuck in the experience that I had in childhood to basically just come to where I'm at now. You know, like, I've evolved from that person. So I need to kind of let that little girl die, you know, like, heal her, but still understand that there's gonna be some residue from her that I gotta heal from and I gotta face every day, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been jealous of each one of y'all in this room, you know, but I would say that a lot of people are jealous and they let it sit there, and I think that's when it becomes something to envy, and I think that's when it becomes betrayal, and there's when, like, trust doesn't come, it's not there, you know? So I really struggle with jealousy, like, for real, y'all. And I'm okay to say that now because I know that it's not who I am. And I know that at the end of the day, my heart behind anything that I do is always pointed towards a positive direction. And it may not reach that way, but I know my heart now. So now I'm able to just, I really can catch myself having a jealous moment and, like, correct it, you know? But that took years. Yeah. And it's still taking time of, you know, adjusting to that, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So you're saying, like, that comparison typically leads to jealousy?
Yes.
That's good.
I mean, you can't have, I mean, think about it. What are you jealous about if you're not comparing?
That's good.
You know,
that's
if you're not comparing yourself to something, what are you really jealous about?
That's
so
good.
You know, I think the comparison part. And then why are you comparing? Because you're insecure.
Yeah.
Because you haven't accepted who you are. You know what I'm saying? So I say it's like a trigger thing. And I remember I think Pastor had said this, Ronaldo had said this one time. Like they kinda, it's like a trigger. Like, and if you don't begin to catch it, then it just continues to grow and develop into something else. Yeah. And you begin to be a person that you like, dang, you wake up and you're like, how did I become this person?
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, I'm just trying to grapple with what Keisha was saying. I think, like, it sounds to me like a chain reaction. Like, when she explained the dynamic, or when you explained the dynamic of comparison leading to jealousy, in my mind, I was like, dang, that makes so much sense. But why isn't this something that in this moment just made sense? Like, why isn't this something that had been made sense, right? And then you even connected, you know, jealousy, insecurity, and comparison all together. So, like, I think I'm just, like, kind of sitting and soaking it in and realizing, like, it's like a domino effect. Like, everything is affecting the other thing. So I don't know. Like, I don't, in my mind, I don't know which one is worse, because I do think that, like Keisha said, they all are connected, you know?
And it's one thing leading to the next,
Right.
And I think sometimes, I know for me, something that I battle with is like these moments where I feel like I'm very confident, and then I get into a situation where I don't feel as confident, which causes me to be insecure. So it's like, it's easy for me to be confident when no one else is in my space. So when when other people are in my space, or like maybe doing the same things that I'm doing, even if I'm dating, it's like when someone else is there, then my confidence is challenged.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's like even kind of where I am right now. It's like I know that I'm a confident person. People look at me and be like, damn, you really confident. But then sometimes I battle with that. It's like, okay, is this real confidence?
Wow.
You know, like, is this really confident? Like, you know, and so that's something that I'm working through, like those insecurities and not feeling like I have to compete with other people.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, like knowing that everybody is great and everybody has something that they bring to the table. And so it's also this thing too where it's like, okay, how do I not be overly confident? If that makes sense.
Is that a thing?
I mean,
that was literally my thing. Is there such
because,
a thing as
you know,
being
like,
overly confident?
Because, like, I'll say things like, you know, everybody is great, blase, blase, but they not me. And so that can seem, but it is the truth. But then it could seem like to some people, like, it's targeting who they are. You get what I'm saying?
That would come from their own insecurities. Yeah. The reason why they would feel insecure about that, because if you told me, you know, everybody great, but they're not you, I'd be like, and that's the truth. Right. That's the facts. Like, that's literally the truth. So I wouldn't feel insecure. I wouldn't feel like you're overly confident from that statement, because what you just said had nothing to do with me. Right. It was literally about you.
But the thing is, I feel like that comes from something that's being taught. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we are taught that sometimes where you have to be humble.
Yes.
You have to be humble. And so it kind of takes away the measure that you would have of confidence in yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, okay, even me thinking that, it's like, okay, well, if I am confident and I do say this and I do feel this, am I not being humble? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then, you know, we were taught, like, when you do that, then you're showing insecurity.
Yeah.
Like, you really have hidden insecurity. So it's like literally breaking down all of these walls and still trying to figure out who the fuck I am at the same time. Yeah. And it's like things get more difficult when you begin to, like I said, have other people in your space. You begin to date. Like, even when I'm dating, it's like things that I thought I was good in, it's like they start peeking out. It's like, wait, I thought I was confident in that, so why am I tripping? Like, why am I insecure all of a sudden? Yeah. And so, like, that's something that I'm actively working on. It's like, okay, I was confident in this, but now that somebody else is in my space, I feel triggered by certain things. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, what's happening here? What's going on there? Like,
but I think, like, insecurity comes when we're focusing on what we don't have versus what we do have, right?
Yeah.
So confidence is, it's a pulling on, hey, I do have this, right? I'm a baddie, or, you know, I walk with confidence, or I have a nice body, or I can speak eloquently. That's what I'm confident. I'm thinking about what I do have. When I think about insecurity, I'm thinking about what I don't have. So if someone else walks into a room, and I look at them and I begin to get insecure, what is it that I feel like I don't have? And identifying that, right? And say, okay, in this moment, I feel like I don't have the attention of the room, right? But what do I have, right? Do I have a friend that I can communicate with? Do I have the ability to stand out in a way that this person may not be able to do so? And it doesn't mean that I'm better, right? It just means that I'm different, right? So when you said, like, earlier, you were talking about, what if I say, like, you know, like, so-and-so is not me. Or what was the example that you gave earlier?
But they're not me.
But they're not me. I think you can be confident, but I think people feel triggered, and this is their own problem, right? When they hear you say, oh, but so-and-so is not me. Because what they hear is comparison, and what they hear is you think you're superior to someone else. And that's not what you're saying. Right. You're just validating the truth of, hey, we are different, and I can never be you, and you can never be me, right? But I think maybe from, you know, an audience standpoint, they may feel like, but does that need to be said? Because it's clear as day that you're different from me. It's clear as day that I will never be you, and you will never be me. So what is the point in saying that, right? You were saying that as a moment of feeling confident, but someone else who may feel like your confidence is overshadowing them, they may say, like, nah, like, what's the point of you saying that? Right.
Yeah.
And so it's insecurity and confidence clashing with each other. And it's like, I'm not saying you don't have anything. I'm just saying what I do have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, like, it's very important to build your confidence on things that are unchanging. Kind of like, you know, if you solely build your confidence on your body's going to change. So the moment your body changes, you gain 5 pounds, your confidence is gone. If you build your confidence upon a job, you know, you may have this job today and you may not have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you have the confidence, now the confidence is gone. I think that's what happens when our confidence is all over the place. If you ever feel confident one day and not confident one day, ask yourself, what was I building my confidence on?
Yeah.
Because the one thing that doesn't change, you know you. You know how amazing you are. You know that you have potential. You know that you possess something that no one else has. And I think when you build your confidence upon that, knowing that at the end of the day, whether I have a job, whether I don't have a job, whether I'm skinny, whether I'm, you know, thick, whether I'm whatever, you know that at the end of the day, I still possess this confidence, because it's not built upon something that's going to change, right? And I think that it's very, very important just not building it upon things that, You know, like that can change. Don't build your confidence solely on a relationship, because relationship statuses change, right?
Yeah.
So I just think that's very important. And knowing that at the end of the day, you know, your confidence, it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. Because even like hearing from what you guys are saying, you know, you're like, well, what if somebody else feels some type of way? That's not my concern.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, I do have a heart to where I want to help people build their confidence too. But at the end of the day, I know who I am, and I'm not going to lessen myself or make myself seem humble because you may be insecure. You know what I'm saying?
And I think women do that often.
Yeah.
Women do that often.
I definitely agree with that. And I think too, people don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just about to ask you.
It's just like, what is confidence?
Yeah, because it's like, it's so far-fetched. We hear, okay, don't build your confidence on things or, you know, but it's like, people want to know, okay, well, how do I build my confidence?
Yeah.
Like, even, how do I learn myself?
Yeah.
Like, how do I learn myself enough where I can build my confidence on things that's unchanging?
Yeah.
And I think we don't talk enough about the practicality of
this is
what you do to build confidence in yourself. Is it through affirmation?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you start believing the affirmations that you say? You know what I'm saying? People could say affirmations all day, but if you don't believe them, it don't mean nothing.
You're just
saying them. So how do you get to that level of truly loving yourself, like you said? Like, how do you get there? Because a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
And some days, if I'm honest, some days I don't know.
Some
days it's like, okay, I'm saying this, and I think I believe it. But then the next day it's like, oh, shit, I don't know if I believe it as much as I did yesterday, you know? And so it's like, how do you truly fall in love with yourself? Especially since you change so much.
Yeah.
True.
You get what I'm saying? True. And it's like, you can fall in love with the level of yourself, and then you can grieve that level of yourself that you once loved.
I was just about to say that.
And you're not that person no more. So how do you actually begin to do that? Because I feel like it's a never-ending process.
Right. So this is, I think, like, one of the things in building confidence, you have to get to know yourself. And the way that you get to know yourself is through experiences, I think. You know, because at the end of the day, just think about you being in a relationship with somebody else. A lot of times I separate me. Like, I say I'm me, and then I also have a version of me, which is my inner me. And we talk often. I think, like, you know, at the end of the day, when I go through situations, I can see, like, wow, Mary, you really endured that. Wow, Mary, you really do have this strength. Wow, you really built this thing from nothing and made it into something.
Yeah.
You know, it's these experiences that I go through, and I watch myself go through these experiences, and I'm like, wow, okay, you really did that. Oh, you're really good at this. Okay, you can do this. You know, and it's more so inner things. You have integrity. You really do have strength. You know, and I think a lot of the times it's just really getting to know yourself. So not in a, I'm comparing myself to anybody else, but I'm looking at myself going through this situation, and I'm learning myself. And I think one of the biggest things, even before you can get to that point, you have to build trust with yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't trust ourselves based off of how we've treated ourselves. And I always say, if you were to take yourself out of you, would you want to be in a relationship with the person that's right next to you? Would you want to be, you know, because a lot of times, you know, one day you look at yourself, kind of like we all do, be like, oh, girl, you look good. And then you step out, you be like, you know what, I see Dom, and I'm like, man, I don't look as good as I think I look, because Dom looked better. If literally that was a person standing next to you telling you one moment, oh, you look so good, Dom, and the next moment they be like, oh, man, Keisha actually looked better than you. Would you trust this person when they told you anything good?
Yeah.
You wouldn't, because you're like, you're fickle. You're unstable.
Yeah.
One moment you tell me I look good, and then the next moment telling me I look horrible.
Really,
it's like now you're literally in an abusive relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so how do you even build that trust? A lot of people can't get to this level of confidence because they haven't even built the foundation of trust with themselves. So I think that's very important, you know, to build that trust and really, like, you know what? Apologize to yourself. And like, you know what? I really was very abusive to you. I really treated you poorly. I talked badly about you. You know, I wasn't there for you when you needed me to. And I apologize for that. And today I'm going to make this moment, I'm gonna say, you know what, today, from now on, you can always trust you can always put your trust in me. Because I don't care what you look like one day. I don't care what happens.
Yeah.
I will always be there for you. And I tell myself this. That's how I begin to build this trust with myself. And now whenever I do give myself affirmations, I believe it. Because I'm not telling myself one thing one moment and then, you know, comparing myself to somebody the next. Yeah. You know, because everybody's bombed. Everybody can be bombed that don't have anything to do with me. I know I'm bombed. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that's it. My trust and my confidence has nothing to do with someone's lack of or what they have. It just doesn't. You know, but I think it's very important to start with that foundation of trust. You know, apologize to yourself for the way that you treated yourself and kind of go from there. Because in any relationship where there's been abuse, it takes time. Right, you're not going to just have confidence in that person immediately. It takes time of experiences where you can put yourself down, but you choose not to. Your trust has been built. You know what I'm saying? And so it's little things. It takes time, you know, but you can get there and you can have an unshakable confidence because it's not built on anything that's happening on the outside, but it's built on you and the relationship you have with yourself.
I think that is so good to think of yourself as an individual outside of yourself, you know, because like sometimes I think we forget the way that we talk to ourselves and then we begin to project onto other people what we hear ourselves saying in our minds. And so a lot of relationships and friendships and all of that, work relationships, jobs, we kind of like play ourselves because we're already subconsciously thinking horribly about who we are.
For sure.
And people don't even be thinking about that stuff half the time. But it's
they're
us
thinking about themselves.
Right. They're thinking about what they going through.
Right.
You know, and it's like we're projecting those things and then manifesting those same things because we're just thinking about it. You know, and we're not talking to ourselves kindly. And so, like, even that's something that I've been trying to do more. It's like, think, like, really being aware of what I'm saying to myself and what I'm allowing myself to dwell on, even in my mind, you know, because then I'll begin to spill that over to other people.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll begin to, because I'm not even gonna lie, there's been moments that things have been great, like at work and all of this, and I can immediately, like, start thinking bad. And now I feel like somebody else is thinking what I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it just changed the whole mood. And then that's when you start having anxiety and start getting depressed and you don't want to do anything. And so I also wanted to ask, like, how has being insecure or like insecurities or lack of confidence affected you with your passion, like your work, like you going after the things that you want to do?
Bruh. Okay, so I had two things. Okay, so I wanted to target what you were saying because I was literally thinking this in my head. One thing that helped me literally to start, like, you know, gaining confidence and trying to build that foundation, like Marion was saying, was my therapist. Like, before that, I didn't have no clue of how to do that. And within my therapist, yes, I went there for trauma, but I didn't realize how much was connected to it. So even though my trauma was in a present time, that trauma was connected to my five-year-old self. That trauma was connected to some way that experience of what happened to me maybe at 10 came with me and it carried over into now I'm faced with trauma. And so just like what Marion was saying, you know, you have to begin to gain trust from yourself, but sometimes you have to I guess it's like forgiving someone. So like people may have spoke things over you. So it may not just be that you don't have trust with yourself, you don't have trust in people as well. And so like if my friend was to tell me, hey, you look good, you're doing a good job, the affirmation that I actually want to hear, I can't receive it because someone has told me otherwise, you know? And so now I have to not only gain trust, you know, from bad talking myself, but I have to go back and heal from the trust that was broken from other people. And so I think that also contributes to your lack of confidence as well. And so like, it wasn't like really like until I got into therapist what I was able to pinpoint my jealousy, like when it happened, what experience, like what caused it. And then like seeing like how, because we evolve, right?
Right, for sure.
We change so much. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a post about that. Like, we change more often than we know. Mm-hmm. Like, we done changed already right now because of listening to each other's personal perspective. Sure. You know, so, like, we gonna view things differently now. And so, I think, you know, we don't count that into consideration as, like, we're evolving into different people all the time. And so, if you're stuck in 2015 person who you were, you will never be 2021, yeah. You know, in a sense of because you're stuck there. Yeah. And so, like, I literally had to go back and get confidence, mm-hmm, like, sure, and heal and patch up different places. And look, that takes time because you've been coming through decades of yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, finally, you begin to match up to who you are now. Mm-hmm. And so, like you were saying, that takes time to build that foundation. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize what knocked you out to not even have confidence, yeah, about yourself. It could have been the smallest thing ever, but until you sit down, that's why I say my therapist helped me, until you sit down, you have people asking you questions, and a safe place where you're able to communicate different things on your own, in your own time. It's not, yeah, forced. Therapist is not forcing you to communicate, so don't think that. But when it's a safe place, you're going to talk. Yeah, like, sure, when you have a good therapist, you're going to talk. Mm-hmm. And they can see different things that you can't see. Like, truth is, we can't see everything that we are. Yeah. You know, that's why people have to affirm us. When you affirm me, I'm like, oh, you know what? I didn't even see that in me. Like, yeah, now I see it, you know? Like, think about it. We can't see
ourselves.
Like, you know? Yeah. We need other people, yeah, to tell us. Yeah. Like, unless we look, yeah, in the mirror.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? That's the reflection. But it's just like, you really have to go back and get things. Like, you have to go back and heal from levels of yourself where, like, whether it was you talking bad about yourself or whether it was other people who talk bad about you.
Yeah.
And then I was, you said something else about recently. Oh, with my career, literally 2019, before I even went through my traumatic experience, I just felt so defeated. Like, I was filled with disappointment. There was so much going on. Comparison and jealousy was at its high, do you hear me? And like, it really put me in a depressed state of mind. And the crazy thing is, I didn't even know I was depressed. When I look back on it now, I saw it. I can see the signs of it. But it definitely would take your motivation. Like, you just don't want to do anything. You feel like everything that you do is not enough. You're a procrastinator. You're a perfectionist. And so you have all of these flaws. You're fearful. Yeah. You know, like, you have these great things in your mind, but you can't execute them. And it's like, you want to so bad, but something just won't let you. Like, there's literally like a wall that's preventing you from moving. You know, it's like you're like at a standstill. And so, like, I say to this day, I'm just starting to get back to the place where I'm starting to dream again.
Yeah.
And a place where I'm starting to be motivated. And it's still not where, and I don't want to say where it was, because I know I'm going to be better,
yeah,
at that. But I know who I was in a moment, and I saw that I was confident and I was motivated.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know that I've evolved into a new person, so my confidence and my motivation will be different.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult, especially being an entrepreneur. Like, yeah, it's hard. You have so many people to compare yourself to. And the crazy thing is, we all thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she doing a good job. And then they looking at you, oh, she doing a good job. Yeah. And then now we all, like, literally comparing ourselves to each other, you know. And so that's why even now I try to just affirm somebody, because I know I want that. Like, mm-hmm, let me just affirm somebody. Let me like somebody post, yeah, or share it, you know. So being intentional about, you know, that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to part one of Why You Gotta Be So Insecure. Make sure to leave a review, to leave us a comment, to also share with people that you know. Don't forget to subscribe and also follow me on Instagram at JTheThickGirl. That's J-A-E, the Thick Girl on Instagram. And until next time, baddies, be real.